and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Hello, podcasters. Welcome to tonight's podcast.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I've been here for 4 hours. You know how I am.
You've been battling a bit today, eh?
Oh, mate,
you're right.
Yeah, I'm a bit tired. Bit tired. Hey, exciting news. This is cool. So next year we're going to Aussie.
Yeah.
We're going to be hosting the breakfast show on KISS.
Yep.
It came out today. We're going to be hosting a very exclusive event with Sam Smith.
I know.
And because we're still driving you home next year on ZM,
you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah. A little chat with Sam. Last time we caught up with him,
we were doing the 51-hour on-air show.
Yeah, and they snuck us backstage, and I think we'd been awake for 36 hours.
We'd had no preparation, and we pulled the blindfold off, and there you go, one of the biggest stars in the world right in front of us.
And you watch the video, you can pause the moment where he is terrified for his life. Like
that we're not going to know who he is.
Oh, it's just more like, oh, please don't leave me in a room with these guys. They've been awake for 36 hours. But yeah, it's exciting. Sam Smith going to be joining us at the start of next year, which will be cool.
Deviant Davo's joined us in studio.
Got a quick shout out to do.
Oh, yeah.
Ben and Reed from Geelong, Australia. They're fellow podcasters.
Hey, Geelong. Just out of Melbourne.
Is that how you say it? Geelong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Geelong?
No, Geelong.
Geelong.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
There we go.
Yeah, what were their podcasts about? Ben and Reed.
Hello, guys.
There you go.
What?
Free com. You're looking for a place in Melbourne. That's about an hour out.
Don't make it sound desperate. I'll be fine. I'll find it.
I'm just saying, worst case, go and stay their place.
But they're a wee bit out of town. I probably want to be in town.
Yeah, but... Oh, so you don't want free com? Their place not good enough for you?
No, totally. Are they a couple? Or are they mates?
I think they're mates.
Oh, yeah.
They look like nice guys.
Oh, there we go.
What?
Just like, oh, yeah, a couple of guys.
Yeah, okay, she wanted to know if they were single, right?
All of a sudden, I don't mind a commute. I do not mind a commute.
All right, coming up in the podcast, verbal ping pong got very heated.
Don't reveal what happened.
No, I won't. I gave you a present to say sorry for a comment I made on air last week.
Oh, yeah, and a very special guest. A very, very special parcel arrived for us at the station today. You'll hear what went down and how you can actually get your hands on it coming up in the podcast.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We did go out for a little cheeky dins last night. You have got your brother-in-law here.
Yeah, so well, we didn't go out for dinner together. I was going out with my wife, Lou.
Yes.
Her brother
yeah.
and his wife. So we were going out on a date, double date night dinner.
Yeah, so you said this in front of Alex and I, and we got a little bit of FOMO, and we're like, do you want to go out for dinner? So we did.
Out of all the restaurants in this town, you guys picked the restaurant directly across the road.
What can I say? We miss you, you know? We don't hang out enough. But you actually came over to the restaurant we were at beforehand, and we all had like a little cheeky drink.
Yeah, I was waiting for Lou and the guys to come
before
in.
Before we went out for dinner, and we all had like a nice round, and then you're like...
Oh, I knew this would come.
And then you're like, hey guys, you don't mind taking this. You can just chuck this on the bill.
Hang on a sec.
No, that's fine.
No,
that's
just
cool.
Let me explain. Yeah. We had a drink there.
Yeah.
Right, in the bar section of your restaurant.
Yeah.
I had one wine.
Yep.
I could have left $20 if you wanted me to.
No.
And yet, like, I was like, hey, do you mind grabbing my drink? And you were like, yep. And I thought, oh, I'm going to hear the
No, we didn't care until we looked at the bill at the end of the night. And you'd literally gone for, like, the most expensive wine on the menu. Like, it was like $25.
It wasn't $25.
It was like $25.
It was a Pinot from Central Otago. And I knew it wasn't going to be paid.
Bit of pain and bloody good wine.
You're lucky I didn't say, can I get a bottle to go? It did cross my mind when I was ordering. I'm like, oh, I won't be around to pay for this.
You just had a subtle slide out. You're like, all right, guys, you don't mind paying that? I'll see you guys later. Have a good night. And we looked at the bill. We're like, the cheeky little rat man. If I did that with a coffee, you would have hit me up and never let me hear the end of it.
Oh, I would have been all over social last night. Hey, it's Jace. I can't get home. Can someone pick me up? I had to spend my taxi money paying for PJ's wine.
Yeah. Little rat man.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Jace, I know you love to be over all the hot new beauty procedures. And there's a new trend actually currently sweeping the cosmetic world, which I found quite fascinating. It's called Blow Tox.
Heart stopped there for a second. I was like, mate, 3:20.
3 o'clock, kids and cars.
I don't know what trend you're trying to endorse, but now is not the time.
So, yeah, it's called Botox. And basically it's where people are getting Botox in their scalp to prevent perspiration so they can get that sort of blow-dried head look, hence the Blowtox name.
Oh, because when your head sweats...
then you get it all kind of gross. And apparently it's because more and more people, particularly in the UK, are trying to get that Duchess of Cambridge and Cheryl... do you remember Cheryl Cole?
No.
Everyone's they've just got amazing, like, beautiful hair. And so people are trying this.
It's ridiculous what we'll do to our bodies now.
Oh, it's just a little bit sad, isn't it? I totally encourage, like, people can do whatever they want. At the end of the day, it's themselves, but...
I've done the armpit Botox.
How long did that last?
It lasted over a year. So I got it because, in business...
You're a heavy sweater.
Just in business shirts and stuff.
Why is it just one side?
Not every day. Like, I'm not walking around like I need a sponge. I'm just saying, when we dress up for the races and stuff.
Yeah, because you wear the pads.
Listen, I'm just... I'm trying to be open and honest here. I don't need your mockery, okay? But yeah, like if I dress up in like a suit, then for some reason I'll sweat. And so I got this Botox once, right? I think they were advertising on the station. They were you want a free jab? So I went down there and like had to hold my arms up. Yeah. And a nurse does one side and a doctor does the other. And I said, why don't you do them separately? And he goes, because sometimes patients go, oh, no, the right side hurt too much. I'm not doing the left.
Really?
But anyway, they pump you full of Botox under your armpits.
But it was only one, right?
Yeah, but I got both done.
Right.
So they don't sweat. But then the thing is the sweat needs to come out somewhere else. So, like, I'd be doing my hair and my hair would start flopping because, my head was sweating more.
Oh, so you were just like, it kind of actually made the situation worse a little bit.
Yeah, and I couldn't walk around with a sweat pad on my head like that.
You can't put the little underarm pad. Damn it, that backfired. I wish I didn't stop up my words. I was trying to say you can't put your little pad on your head. Damn it.
That was great. Good delivery. Very good delivery.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I mentioned earlier Lou's brother is staying with us at the moment.
Yeah.
Michael.
Lovely guy.
Yeah, nice guy. You met him last night.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but over dinner we got onto the subject of gyms.
Cool. How did you let that happen?
I don't.
You hate gyms.
Maybe as I was hoeing steak in my mouth.
You felt guilty.
Oh, I didn't bring it up. Definitely wasn't me. Come to think of it, maybe someone was suggesting I go to a gym. I'd had a few reds.
Hey, did you end up quitting the gym?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because you were putting that off for like 10 months.
Yeah, and I was a member for 6 months and I went once. So anyway, they were asking about gyms and stuff and they know, we're about to move to Aussie.
Yeah.
And they were talking about that Virgin have launched these big, massive fitness centres you can get over in Australia at the moment, right? And they live in Sydney and there's two big ones in Sydney. He was saying, they do the classes, they got the pools, there's the saunas, spas and all that sort of thing.
How's it different?
Something it does have, which I found weird, it's got those sleeping pods.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, those sleeping pods that have started to take off around.
You see them at the airports and stuff?
Yeah, Juicy have them at Christchurch Airport there. So it's like it's almost like a giant coffin and you can rent and just sleep in it.
So what, you just pump some tin and then have a nap?
Yeah. Oh, bench press today.
I usually love having a nap after working out.
Well, here's the thing. He said you can only book them for 20-minute lots and you're only allowed to do a double booking. Because 40 minutes, mate, I'd take 20 minutes to fall asleep.
Yeah.
He was saying he goes in there during his lunch hour. And this, like, he hardly ever works out.
Yeah.
He's just got the membership for the sleeping pod. And if he goes out on a big night, the next day he'll go to the gym and have a power sleep during his lunch hour at the gym in the pod.
Brilliant.
But here's the thing. He can never bloody get one because everyone's doing the same thing.
Really?
No one's going to the gym to work out, mate.
Well, I was at Les Mills for years and all I ever used it for was a sauna. So a sleeping pod's one better.
Well, there's the plug. Yeah, how's that? Like, you're going to the gym
amazing. I reckon, like, we should actually have siestas. I reckon naps are very beneficial.
Yeah, you also want three-day weekends.
Yeah, I do. I think it should all happen.
A lot of people will be supporting
you. Sydney, if you're listening.
Get on that one, will you? Yeah. Get on that one. Let us know how it goes down.
ZM's Jason PJ.
It's no secret on the show that I love a cheeky massage here and there.
Oh, every day.
No,
mate.
It's not every day.
Second day you're burning $50 notes at home and then every other day you get the massage.
No. One of my favourite kinds of massage is reflexology. Like when you go in and you get the foot massage. Oh, it's so good and they hit all the pressure points.
You ever had the hot stone?
Yes. Yeah, that's really good too.
Is it a beat up? Like, do they just get stones from Bunnings and heat them up?
No, it's pretty relaxing actually. But normally when I get reflexology, I go to a really cheap place. I happen to have a voucher the other night and I went after work and it was like a really nice place. And I'd never had the actual whole foot massage.
Oh, God.
In a nice place.
Because you're right. Normally you're at that little kiosk at Westfield.
Oh, I'm in the mall just waving
to
my mates going, hey. But when I get there, they're like, oh, come into this communal bathroom and get a robe, get some slippers. Like, this is all very ooh-la-la.
It's a change room. Yeah, yeah. I think Lou and I have been to the same place. We got given a voucher from work.
It's so nice. It smells beautiful.
Yeah.
Dimly lit. And I take my clothes off, take my shoes off. And I'm like, well, that's a problem. And I forgot that I hadn't been wearing socks that day.
Oh, Polly.
I know.
And are you there getting a foot massage?
Yeah, foot massage. Oh, and it's a really nice place.
Paige.
So I'm like, panic.
Oh, no.
Go into panic mode.
Are there showers there? Go scrub your feet.
No, I didn't have time. I did not have time for that.
You just say, I'm just going to the bathroom, out in a sec.
No. Emergency, take my shoes off. I do like a look around to check no one's in there. Put my feet up on the basin. I just started cleaning them. Like, I did it really quickly because there were quite a few people around.
Hygiene's such an important thing in my life.
No, and like, they had these lovely little towelettes, so I used one of them.
Thank God.
Lathered it up with a bit of soap.
Because I was imagining you, like, trying to lower your foot into the Dyson hand dryer.
Oh, it wasn't a sexy sight, let me tell you.
Mate.
But, yeah, because sometimes they wash your feet beforehand. When I did get to put my feet up, they didn't do that. So, thank God, I actually cleaned them.
Well, they weren't. You know how sometimes they have those masks on?
No, they didn't have one of them.
Yeah, right. Bet she went and got one, though.
Yes.
Bet she was like that day, she was like, oh, Tina, I picked a really bad day not to wear a mask.
I won't be going back there anytime.
Well, next time you go back, she'll go, wait be a sec. She'll go backstage or whatever they call it, you know, out the back of the shop, and she'll come out. She'll have the full fireman's breathing apparatus going, good to go, Miss Harding. Let's do it.
Not that bad.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
1 hour and 20 minutes till our special guest arrives. Jace and PJ getting you home. That's right, special guest joining us this afternoon. What? It's a good guest.
I don't want to ruin the surprise. I'm not going to ask any more questions. Is it a guy or is it a girl?
It's a...
Spy.co.nz.
Better not be spy.
It's spy time. I go into detail, but it's spy time.
Justin Bieber has been slammed as a vile human by a member of Selena Gomez's family. So, obviously, it was in the news yesterday that she and The Weeknd have broken up and she's been spotted hanging out with him a bit.
Yep.
But a member of her family, it hasn't exactly been stated who, is said to have spoken out saying, Justin is a vile human and will never be accepted by us. As long as she is even speaking to him in any way, it's not only disrespectful to everyone around her, it is disrespectful to herself.
It's always awkward when the family doesn't get along with your partner.
Yeah, you know? I mean, look, if you look at his media track record, I don't know. Apparently, she's actually the one that got him into going to the church and, you know, getting his life back on track.
If Bieber wanted to date one of my sisters and I was like, look, mate, buy me a boat, we'll be all good. Like, I'd be fine.
Jason.
What?
It's more than money.
It's a boat. Has your mum ever not liked anyone you're dating?
She definitely loved my ex.
She loved Aussie romance, didn't she?
Loved him.
Yeah, and she's always like, oh, you should get back with it. What about the boys before him? Did she like the cricketer?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so standards were low.
Jason.
What?
Don't
okay, all right, okay, sorry.
Speak lowly of my... Anyway, that is your spy, brought to you by Sam Smith. His new album, The Thrill of It All, is out Friday.
At what point do you introduce the family?
You've got to have had that chat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Couple of weeks?
No.
Oh, way. Okay. Months.
No,
right.
Months on mine.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Just as that song's ending, I look over and I caught
Stop
you.
Stop it. No, did no, I, no,
did
no.
Did I catch
no.
you having a sniff
Jason,
of your armpit?
I want to come across as a sexy girl. Please. Don't need to say everything.
Well, if we're going to go for that image, we need to rewind the show back 3 years ago and hit reset. Just as the song's finishing, I look over and you're like... And then I see you look up like, oh, caught me. Jason PJ, look, we're getting you home. We're doing it thanks to our mates at Mobile. Hey, we just offloaded another double. Blair, I believe, picked up the tickets.
Briar.
There we go.
Blair, Briar.
I left the note in there, sorry. Briar, picking up a double to Auckland City Limits. We've got more tickets to go at 5. I've just asked intern Deviant to join us in studio.
Mm.
You weren't around this afternoon because you were late. He was telling us an amazing story about his mum.
Yeah.
Have you met his mum?
No, but she's very alternative by the sounds of it. She's quite happy. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. She's into homeopathy.
Like, she
and
uses
stuff like that.
Apple cider vinegar for deodorant, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Love it.
You love that, don't you? Yeah.
And she lives in a commune where in Tauranga, or where is she?
No. She works at a school, St. Peter's School.
Right, okay, yeah. Cool. All right, tell PJ what happened to her. This is nuts.
Well, she called me this morning saying that she had broken her ribs.
Oh.
Yeah.
And is she okay?
Well, no, she can't move and stuff, and she's on heaps of painkillers and struggles to bend down. I feel really sorry for her.
Yeah.
The story about how she did it was even more crazy. I was expecting her to, like, fall off a bike or something like that, but yeah. she wouldn't...
Get to the story.
Sorry. She went on a trip and she was... She was eating steak out for dinner, and she was cutting up the steak, put it in her mouth, and she started choking on it. Yeah, and... She was choking. She tried to put water down to wash it down, but it didn't work. And anyway, someone ended up coming up behind her and giving her the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
She must have really been choking for a stranger to come up
she
and do
that.
She
said to me she thought she was going to die.
Oh my gosh.
As you would. And it's the most frightening thing, you know, when you're choking on something.
Because you start panicking.
Exactly.
So they did it once. It kind of loosened it up. Did it again. It loosened it up. And did it a third time, but didn't do it properly. And crushed her ribs and broke them.
Broke the ribs.
But the food obviously the food came out. Yeah, so she's still alive, did the job, so thank God.
Steak came out. She's on the ground, saved.
Yeah.
But now laying there with broken ribs.
Oh, but that's a far better situation than what
I'd rather have broken
been.
Ribs
You'd
and still
have
be
broken
alive.
Ribs.
Do you say thank you to the person?
Oh,
she
absolutely.
Said thank you. Yeah, she said thank you. And then she, get this, she apologized to everyone else in the restaurant because she was so embarrassed.
Oh,
I felt sorry for her.
I want to give your mum a little cuddle. Yeah. Can I send her a card?
I respect that because if I was out on date night and all the commotion, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, Lou, this is real in the moment.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
There's chewed up steak on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, can someone clean that up? The poor thing. And broken ribs are apparently the worst.
Oh, because like when she laughs and coughs and stuff, that would really hurt.
She was telling me the story and she was laughing and she felt bad because it was hurting.
So it got me thinking.
Chase.
I would like to open the phone.
Chase, have some sensitivity.
I feel for it. That's why I was like, hey, come on the radio. What's her name?
Jane.
Jane, we hope you're feeling all right. Does she believe in radio or commercialism?
Yeah, she believes. Okay,
Jane, you know, we hope you feel better. We hope this isn't making you laugh because obviously that would inflict pain and that's not what we're about to do. It did get me thinking, though. Did you hurt someone when you were actually trying to help them?
Oh, that's exactly what this guy did.
You know what I mean? Maybe if it was like, oh, God, Kim, I need to take you to the hospital. And then you ran out and ran over her foot while she was getting in the car. Jude, we hope you feel better.
Jane?
Oh, nice one, mate.
Both of them. Jude and Jane. I'm sure there's a sick Jude out there as well. Hope you feel good too.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Have you accidentally hurt someone when you were trying to help them?
Hello, Puffy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. What did you do?
My sister, when we were younger, she'd just gone on a date and she was walking home. And as clumsy as she is, she fell down a hill. It had been raining, so she slipped down a hill and broke a leg at the bottom.
Oh.
She didn't want to get in trouble because she was out later than she was meant to be. So she called me and I came to get her. And I finally found her just as I'm like almost maybe a metre and a half from her at the bottom of this hill. I slipped and fell on her freshly broken leg.
Oh, God.
That makes me cringe. I just don't even want to call him. That's just perfect.
Were you okay, Pop?
No.
Oh, yeah, look, I was fine. I just was mortified. I just couldn't believe it.
Man, you wouldn't hear the snap because that's already done.
Oh, ow,
you know
ow,
what I mean?
Ow.
Got a text here, not the same thing, but my sister was visiting. I went to make her a cup of tea, but broke her hand when I handed her the milk. So I handed her the milk. She's obviously grabbed onto it and she kept holding the milk jug and pulled it away and snapped a finger. That's a bit of force there.
It's a dangerous cup of tea. Shane, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. How did you hit someone by trying to help them?
So I do like team leadership exercises, right?
Yep.
And this guy's blindfolded. I was leading him around and I just happened to lead him into a pole that was sticking out of the wall when he smashed three of his front teeth out.
Oh, Shane.
I'll tell you what, dentistry is expensive too, Shane.
Yeah.
Did you have to fork out any money?
It was. No, I didn't. I managed to talk my way out of it.
Yeah, cool. Good old gift to the gab. Unfortunately, he couldn't talk, but you managed to talk your way out of it.
Amanda, what about you? How did you hit someone by trying to help them?
My husband, he injured his knee at rugby league, so he was in hospital. So I went to pick him up in his work coat, and it's a three-seater, like one long seat.
Yeah.
So I got him in it, and me being shorter, I was moving the seat closer to the pedals.
No.
And I pulled him with me, being one seat. So I squashed his leg between the dash and the seat.
So there was a few swear words that came out.
I bet.
Did you laugh?
And then the typical.
I did laugh.
Yeah. And the typical couple fight would be like, what are you doing? Well, you know, I came to pick you up. Next time we're going to take
you. I was trying to help.
Yeah. ZM's Jason PJ.
Are you
the ZM fugitive?
Here we go. You can check out the new range of Nokia smartphones exclusively on Spark. See, they brought back the Nokia phone.
Yeah,
with,
so
Snake.
Cool with Snake, the OG.
Hold that thought. Hello, Fuji.
Good afternoon, Jason and PJ.
How are you, darling?
What? I'm chock-a-block full of candies and my tummy hurts.
Oh yeah, you were trick-or-treating last night. How late did you go?
All night long, darling.
All night long. Actually, Paige was out last night. She went out for a few vinos and then apparently she did some drunk dialing. Did she call you at all?
Yes, let us go to voicemail.
Flatter yourself.
All right, brand new bounty, brand new clue. What do you got for us, Fiji?
We are worth a whopping $1,000 today.
Nice.
Jace, stop pushing the boundaries. PJ, you're a keeper. It's time for a coin flip.
Jace, stop pushing the boundaries. PJ, you're a keeper. It's time for a coin flip.
Goodbye.
I'm going to say...
Casino.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking cricket nets.
Why?
Well, keeper, wicket keeper.
Oh, yes. And boundary.
Yep, six and out.
Yeah, six and out.
Hey? Not bad.
Look at you with your terminology.
Not bad, thank you. Where did the Black Caps play?
Oh, Eden Park.
So that's an option.
Could be Eden Park.
Any cricket clubs nearby?
Oh, there's heaps of cricket clubs.
I don't know
the
where the coin flip comes in, but
coin
there you go.
Flip. Oh, yeah, like they flip a coin before the game.
$1,000 bounty. He will visit a location between now and 5:30. If you've got any ideas, if you're sitting in the car screaming at the radio saying, hey, morons, you're on the wrong track, can you give us a ring?
Nah, it's got to be a cricket pitch.
God, I'll tell you what, for a lady that was confident on the casino, she really flipped.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Jays, I've been feeling really bad over the last week.
About not contributing?
No, I've been contributing. Oh. I just accidentally put my foot in it when I said this on air.
If you're going to play that game, I found balding pills on the bench.
Oh. You found what?
Balding pills.
Are you right? Are you right? What are you doing? They're not balding pills.
You came at me with a verbal attack and that was all I had and I feel really bad about it because...
Last week, I let you into my home to look after my children and then you decided to read out what personal medications...
You were making accusations live on air about me drinking wine at your house and that was all I had.
Were you drinking wine while looking after my kids?
Yeah, I was.
So, well, accusation or just pointing out the truth?
So I decided to leave a lot and I have been feeling kind of bad. And actually, you know what? We have been inundated with a lot of messages of support. Messages of recommendations on our Facebook page. And I'd like to thank Aurora, who actually messaged us on Facebook. It inspired me to get you a present to say sorry.
Here we go. I swear to God, if it's a wig.
It's not a wig. I'd like to present to you this little bad boy called Topic.
Is this like hair in a can?
Nah, not quite. The next best thing. So Topic is some hair-building fibres. It's safe, it's natural, and it helps minimise the appearance of fine or thinning hair.
I don't think I'm, like...
No. Like, you look great. But this is just thank you, Aurora. This is...
Do you think I look bald?
Not at all, mate. Not at all.
You're doing the lying face.
I'm not lying. Basically, what you have to do, it's straightforward, and it's you do it on a daily basis.
Right.
Take the head off.
What do you... Oh, I don't want to do it
take
now.
The head
no,
off.
No,
no. Come on.
What's it going to do?
It's going to just make your hair look fuller. It'll look like more thick.
Give me a look at it. Is it a powder?
Yeah. So basically you just...
Oh, it smells
weird. Yeah, it looks
weird.
It's like a little brown powder.
Is it for
like
different colours?
It's like cumin or something.
Right, is it for different colours or anything?
No, I think it'll be fine.
Right.
I think it's universal.
Because you can get thickening powder, which I've tried.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah.
But this is a natural one, and it's like little fibres, microfiber hairs. So what we're going to do, we're actually filming this right now.
Piss off, Alex. Good old Chuckles having a laugh.
Can you bring your head down here? I'm just going to pour it.
I've got hat hair.
You do have really bad hair.
Okay, put a little bit in.
Okay.
Like, don't. just... Are you really going to notice the different
colours? Oh, my God, it looks amazing.
Oh, shut
No,
up.
It really does.
Like, how much are you putting in? Mate, it's going everywhere.
It's making your hair look grey. That looks good. No, wait.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. That's itchy.
Is that?
Yeah, that's got a little itch to it.
Oh, right. I hope you're not allergic. Here, I'll just put a little bit more.
Go heavy.
Yeah. We'll go on all the little thin spots. Not thin. Thinner. Looks good.
How's it look?
It looks fuller.
Better?
You look like Tintin. Tintin with ginger hair. God. Hey, look. You look like, honestly.
What do you guys think?
You look like a cartoon.
What do you reckon?
That's amazing.
Yeah, you look hot.
You look like KJ Arthur.
Wouldn't go that far.
A few years older than KJ. Wait, it looks good. It actually gives the image that there's more.
Where can I get a reflection?
No, it looks... Oh, it looks mean.
I think it does. Yeah, pass it here. I'm going to put it
chuck it on the front. You're just missing a big patch on the left. No, of here. Of powder.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Jason PJ's verbal ping pong.
What's wrong?
My mic's... Oh, there we go. My mic wasn't on.
Oh, they've turned it off a week early.
Mic check one,
she's here for two more weeks, guys. Come on, keep it on. We are coming to you live courtside. Verbal ping pong time. If you're new to this, rules of the game, producer Alex.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I've got a bunch of different topics. You each have to name something from each of those topics until one of you cannot. Current score is a very close 21-20 to PJ.
Oh, PJ's still in the lead.
PJ's still in the lead. That's correct.
Now, if you lose today, you're making it very difficult for yourself to take home a victory.
We're only 2 weeks out from the end of the year for the show, so I would have to draw the next two rounds, which means we're going into the end of the year deadlock.
Can I just say... We're organising something very exciting for your final week as well.
Really?
Of this year. Yep.
Are we doing it in a stadium?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Should always guess low with those things, eh?
Warmer.
First topic.
Can't wait. Flash forward 2 weeks. Oh, we're in the car park. Not what I expected. Thought we were going to Vector. That's all right. Okay.
All right. So,
loser starts?
Yeah, loser starts. Here we go.
This is you.
Things that people collect.
Teacups.
Albums.
Stamps.
Cars.
T-shirts.
Hats.
Cars.
It's been said. I just said cars.
Did you say cars?
Literally the one before that.
I don't listen to you.
Did you shoot down to the stadium? You went down to the stadium to see if everything was set up.
Did you actually say cars?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You should probably listen to him because it's quite a vital part of the game.
and the show, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably missed it because I didn't say it in your voice. Also, you know what I like when you go, cards? You said it with sass. Here we go. Round two.
Oh, I can't this deal with you if you want. I can't. All right, you start.
Team Hawkins, get ready to celebrate. Here we go. Cars.
Shut up.
Round number two.
Cars.
Shut up.
Brands that aren't cool anymore.
Von Zipper.
Those jeans!
He's got it! I'll tell you, brand. PJ! PJ, there's a brand!
Body glove.
Piping hot.
Oh, mango. Oh, Mambo. Whatever
Mambo.
It was. Oh, shite.
Unfortunately, we can't accept mango.
Oh, no. Ugly. Cool. Dirty dog. Do you remember those dirty dog glasses?
Yeah, mate. Yep.
Yeah, but you should have said this about 20 seconds
ago. Pulp. Oh, I could have gone for days.
Were you still coming back from the stadium? That's where you've been. What a shocker. God, that's embarrassing.
Should we do a comeback round?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I told PJ earlier today a special guest was going to be joining us in studio.
I thought you were having me on, but now we're going live. I'm actually really excited.
Yeah. I can reveal this guest arrived in the country today.
Who's here at the... Drake! Is it Drake?
I have a blindfold for you.
Is it Drake?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, it's not Drake. Is it Drake?
For the slim chance it's Drake.
Play it cool.
Can we not?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Intern Debian.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
Gosh, she's pretty quick putting on a blindfold. It's not the first time, is
Shut
it?
Shut up.
Oh, blindfold Wednesday. So it's Debian. Hey, Debian. She needs to be able to take it off, so not the normal knot. All right.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Hello? Okay, the guests are about to come into the studio. Do you have any idea who it is?
Okay, Matilda's book came out last week. We had her on Free Your Time Friday.
No, it's an international guest.
Okay. Oh, Drake and his sister.
PJ?
Who?
Take off your blindfold. What do you see?
It's a box. Oh, God.
Open the box.
What is it?
Open the box.
It's a box with PJ Harding on it.
This is the best guest ever. Open the box.
Puppy?
It's not Gwyneth's head. Okay, here we go. Oh, careful with the scissors.
Not Gwyneth's head.
Don't worry. Seven reference. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Okay, do not stab the box.
Oh, God.
Open the box. We're live on Instagram at the moment.
What is it? I love opening things. They've arrived!
It's our air fresheners!
Oh my God, they smell amazing!
It's our car air fresheners!
Oh my God! Oh my, how many did we order?
I ordered 1,000! Jason PJ limited edition car air fresheners and the scent. Remember this? We did this like a month ago.
I've got a double chin on it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
It's funny, eh? Funny, eh?
So these are going up in people's cars?
Yeah, 1,000.
With my double chin.
Whoa, feel the scent.
Oh, that's.
Or smell the scent, either one. Yep, so we decided to go.
Amazing.
Birthday candle scent. So you know when you blow.
Should I take one out of the packet?
Yeah. You know when you blow a birthday candle out and then there's that like burnt birthday candle smell? That's.
It's really hard.
You try to open the packet. See what I did is they said, do you want to spend $1 on each one for airbrushing the chin? And I'm like, no, spend it on childproof packaging.
Oh.
Have a smell.
Oh, it almost smells like Christmas tree.
No.
It smells like a birthday cake blown out with a candle. Oh, it smells good.
Birthday candle. Not birthday cake.
Oh, that smells really good.
Yeah, so we ordered that like about a month ago. We got everyone to vote on what sort of scent the car air freshener should be. Ross Boss went away, so I used his credit card and I purchased 1,000 limited edition Jason PJ birthday candle.
You look really skinny.
Yeah.
Does that mean you were sick?
No, I got him to airbrush me.
Jason, you look like a model.
Yeah, I said take a bit
and
off.
And I look like I've eaten all the cake.
Well, you know, there was no time. I had to get the order in, all right?
Oh, this is so exciting.
Also, there was a language breakdown. I ordered them from China. I'm like, make me thin.
Oh, these are so cool.
They're pretty cool, aren't they?
Can I take one for my car tonight?
No. Oh. So, we're going to put them in mobile service stations around the country.
Okay.
We've only got 1,000 of them. We're going to roll them out next week. So be listening tomorrow to find out the exact locations of the mobile servos we're going to put them in.
Do we know how long they last for?
Yes, 7 years.
7 years?
I don't know. We're not going to be around 7 years to take refunds. So let's just say 7 years.
Oh, these are made.
Jason PJ, limited edition birthday candle car air freshener. They're available next week. Drake's in reception too.
Is he?
Jason PJ, the podcast. The ZM fugitive has been located.
All right, if you missed it, the clue was Jace. Stop pushing the boundaries. PJ, you're a keeper. It's time for a coin flip. $1,000 up for grabs. And it has been confirmed he was at Basin Reserve in Wellington.
Who we got?
Hi, I'm Rachel. I found him.
Hey! Rachel, you've won $1,000.
Thank you.
Rach, where did you find him?
He was like, I was on the opposite side of the motorway and I recognised his shoes. And so I just started like yelling at him and he was on the phone.
His shoes?
He crossed over and then, yeah.
Well, okay, why did you recognise him by his shoes?
Oh, I saw on like the Facebook page someone had like put in a photo of his shoes or something.
Oh.
And so I was just about to go and then I saw his shoes and then I was like, oh my gosh. And I just like... Yeah, I was yelling.
Mate, you've got yourself $1,000.
Woo! Thank you.
Oh, Rach, just before I let you go.
Yes?
She sounds suspicious.
The end of the clue was it's time for a coin flip.
Yes.
Are you up for a game of double or nothing?
Oh, no, I don't think I can
do it.
So, Rachel, I would like to offer you now. We could flip a coin. You call heads or tails, up to you. If you get it, we will double the money to $2,000. Otherwise, you walk away with nothing.
Nah, I think I'll take the $1,000. I couldn't face it if I lost.
$2,000, though.
Nah, not worth it.
And you know what? Like, think about it. 15 minutes ago, you had nothing. You had nothing.
You could have $2,000.
But in 15 minutes, I could still have nothing.
Oh, God, you sound like my wife when I'm bargaining to go to the casino.
I'm
going to
keep it.
All right, done.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you, though.
No worries. The money is yours. Congrats and enjoy, okay?
Thanks.
You can check out the new range of Nokia smartphones exclusively on Spark. It's about time we got him.
Did you just turn my mic off?
Sorry. I thought you've said enough. My bad. The
Jason
PJ
Podcast. Jason, where do you sit on eating by yourself? Because I know whenever we come into work, you'll get anxiety if we don't eat with you. Like, you'll have to do it as a team thing. Would you ever go out to a cafe, though, by yourself?
Breakfast, yes.
Yeah.
Food court, anytime.
Same.
Food court anytime's fine.
See, I'd even eat dinner at the food court by myself.
Oh, it's a stretch, but I'd do it.
Yeah. Because lunch is kind of pushing it, but it's all good.
Lunch is all right as long as it's not a communal. Like, if it's an area where it's like other people are on their lunch break, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I couldn't do a restaurant at night.
I respect people that do that. They must have so much self-confidence.
I think it's a lot of travelling business people. Lou and I, if we go out for date night, sometimes in a restaurant I'll look over and I'll be like, oh, God, that lady's eating alone. And then I've wanted to invite them before. And Lou's like, no, that's patronising. Don't do that.
It is a little bit.
Is it?
See, because even like if I go out for brekkie by myself, which I do sometimes.
Brekkie's all right.
But I feel obliged to bring out a laptop just to make it look busy and least awkward.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Yeah, and I won't even be looking at it, but if it's there, it's fine. Interesting study coming out today saying eating alone is bad for your health, especially if you're a guy. They did some research in South Korea looking at men and women.
How do you do research on that? Seriously.
I don't know. They question people about
their
eating habits.
That's the sort of thing I want to sign up for. What, you just want me to go and
far too short an attention
span. No, but fill out a questionnaire on how you feel after eating free poached eggs for a year. Okay.
They looked at men and women who ate alone and compared it to their health, and they found that men who ate alone increased their chances of developing obesity by 45%.
I know why.
Why? It's because there's no one to get you into line.
Do you need that? That's what I'll get when Lou and I go out.
You've got no one to compare it to. Yeah, there's no limit.
We went to this little French cafe the other day, and I said to Lou, I'm like, see the little raspberry slice in the window?
Yes, because you're a feeder. You are the worst person to eat with. Love you like a brother, but you're the worst.
Wow, okay.
You'll be like, Pete, what if we get this little morsel?
Well, I just think it doesn't feel as bad for me if I'm getting other people to eat it.
You can share the load.
Yeah. Or I'll take producer Alex to a cafe and I'll be like, oh, we should get one of those little caramel slices, mate. We'll go Harvey's.
He doesn't even have a sweet tooth.
Oh, and the bit I break off for him, mate. Trust me, that ain't hard. Jason PJ, the podcast. I had to go home early tonight, mate.
You've got croque.
Yeah.
Your old immune system's taking a bit of a hacking this year.
Yeah, well, you know, I had the mumps and all that. And then Lou and I went out on a date night last night.
Mm.
You know, going out on a school night.
Yeah.
And then
you're too old for it. No, you're not too old. No, you're not. You're not. But you just got to look after yourself. I told myself on Monday I'm too old for it. We can both be too old for it together.
No, stop making it sound old, mate. God. Right now people are like, what are these grandparents I'm listening to in my car? So I went out last night. So yeah, I want a quiet night tonight. But Lou and I went, little date night.
Yeah.
We've got her brother in town, Michael, his lovely wife, Andressa.
Yep.
And we did Parents Gone Wild night. Palmer kids off to a babysitter. Yep. We went out to a really nice steak restaurant.
Mm.
Right? Really nice. Like, I had to break out my nice shoes.
You like a nice steak, don't you?
Love steak.
If there's one thing you're super fussy about.
Well, they do this
It's
thing.
A good piece of meat.
As entree,
yeah.
They do suckling pig. And you can buy it by the weight. So you'd be like, oh, we'll grab two.
What, like crackling?
Like the meat. So you get crackling.
Yeah.
But then you get the meat as well.
What's the suckling part? I'm not even trying to be a dick here. Okay. Straight up.
No. Sometimes they'll say suckling pig.
Oh, right? Okay. Which it's kind of pig.
It's
like a boar.
It's a pig that's cooked whole.
Oh. Okay.
Here's the thing.
One
right?
with the apple in its mouth, you know?
Oh, I don't like that. So we
ordered the suckling pig. We got 300 grams of it for the table.
Yeah.
We had a little bit. It was delicious. Yeah. Right? I ate it up and I was like, oh, this is amazing.
What about the crackling?
I ate the crackling as well from the boar. Anyway, the waiter comes over and he's like, hey guys, did you enjoy that? And I'm like, mate, that was amazing. suckling pig out of this world? And I think that question was asked. Well, no, actually, no one asked it. He said, do you know why we call it suckling pig?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, why? He then went on a 5-minute story. Now, keep in mind, we've just eaten the pig.
Yeah.
And we've still got mains to come.
Yeah.
He went on a 5-minute story about how they get them when they're young.
Oh.
And they're still feeding from the mother, and because, and then they keep them on milk.
Oh.
And they keep feeding them milk, and then that makes them more suckling. So when you eat. And he went on, like, got more and more graphic. And I'm just sitting there looking at him like.
Are you right, mate?
I've ordered a steak from you. I'm scared.
They would be probably instructed to do that. Like, that's probably part of their job. They have to do, like, a full-on, you know, informative rundown.
He was one step away from going, I'm going to go get the pig's brother because I'm about to serve him to the table next to you.
Oh, that's awful.
And then he walked away. We all looked at each other and we're like, well, we feel bloody terrible now, don't we? 2 minutes later, the steaks came out. And we're like, yeah, that's us. I ordered the Scotch fillet. Thank you. Full on, though. Man. Best boar I've ever eaten.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.